from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. We're coming up on the second anniversary of the beginning of the pandemic in this region, and today we recorded the 43rd death. The Porcupine Health Unit added the single death with no other information, such as exactly where it was in its vast region. Prime Minister Trudeau says everything is on the table when it comes to ending Freedom Convoy protests. The PM doubled down on his stand, calling the protests an unlawful activity that has to and will end.
I can't say too much more now as to exactly when or how this ends, because unfortunately we are concerned about violence.
Repeatedly asked about the use of military force to end the protests, Trudeau said doing so in Canada is something he will avoid at all costs. He says that's why the federal government is taking every precaution to keep people safe. But the absolute safest way for this to end, the PM says, is for everyone to return to their communities now. If you're going to a Super Bowl party to watch the halftime show, the commercials, or, oh yeah, the football game, Timmins police are watching for you when you go home. Communications coordinator Mark DePazzi says a festive ride-style enforcement blitz will be in place on Sunday, watching for partiers who drive while impaired. Whether you want an interesting experience doing volunteer work or are considering a career in policing, you can find either or both with the Timmins Police Auxiliary Unit. It's recruiting members right now, and DePazzi says it's more than just being at public functions. There's actual police work involved.
When we have evidence searches or searches for missing persons, we count very heavily on our auxiliary members to lend a hand and help us coordinate our efforts.
DePazzi adds that the pay is a rewarding sense of accomplishment. To find out what's expected of an auxiliary police officer, go to mytimmonsnow.com. Finally, this afternoon, the saying goes, if you don't know where to turn, turn to 211, the free service to connect you to a wide range of non-commercial programs and services, is celebrating its 14th anniversary today from one side of Northern Ontario to the other. 211 North manager Kristen Tomko says the pandemic has increased the volume of calls for help with things like income support, vaccination availability and eligibility, and mental health counseling and intervention.
We had at the same time a lot of calls and requests or needs for food programming. So we had a lot of requests for the food programs, food banks.
There are also traditional services such as renewing your driver's license or passport. 211 is available on the phone, via text, and online right across North America. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.